Was in Providence at the Italian Cultural Foundation of Rhode Island, which is a newly born organization that. See how I changed my voice when I became serious? And the face, too, a little. I look thinner, don't I?
Yeah, much.
No. Oh, absolutely. Oh,
definitely.
Yeah, and hair comes out.
Absolutely.
Whatever. Anyway, so Italian Cultural Foundation of Rhode Island, it's a newly born association that tries to gather all the energies, Italian-American energies, in Providence. That state has got one resident out of five of Italian origins.
Very, very.
They're a little scattered, so they're trying to, you know,
very heavily populated.
Yeah, to corral, you know, all of the energies that are there. And they opened up this organization. They founded it last year because of the 150th anniversary of the Italian unity.
Yep.
And this year they had their first birthday, and out of the blue came a call for me to be the keynote speaker, which sounds awfully fancy.
Go figure.
Keynote. So I did the keynote address about, and it wasn't a sugar-coated pat on the back thing, like they, you know, often at this function, they're all, oh, how good we look and how, you know, fine we are. No, it was, yes, how good we look, how fine we are, how much Italians contributed in the past and in the present to the quality of American life. 360 degrees, I mean, from all walks of life. And they still do. And based on my 10-year experience as a RICO respondent, mind, I was looking for examples of Italian excellence around the country, Italian-American excellence. I mean, 10 years of digging for pearls, and I found quite a few, I have to say, around the country, you know, like examples of how.
Sure.
And then sometimes you find stories, you know, not to be too proud of. You know, we're not all good, but I mean, most of us were and are. And so based on that experience, I did like a long shopping list of just a few examples.
Okay.
And then I told, I used it as a... I used it as a setup to for a call to unity and collaboration between the different generations of Italians that came to this country, because I think there's a gap between the older generation and the new one, the researchers, the professionals. They don't talk to each other, they don't understand each other, they don't really connect.
That's a good point.
And also, so I had a few suggestions on how to bridge this gap on both sides, like what the young ones should do instead of snubbing and looking at the, you know, old timers like they have three heads, just because, you know, the feasts, this kind of things that we're talking about, they don't really belong to somebody who comes, say, from Milan and did a PhD and it comes from, you know, a rich family from the north, say.
Yeah.
It doesn't belong to them. It's not in the DNA, you understand?
I understand.
However, they're still very, very Italian. We have so much more in common that we don't. So the young ones should take steps towards the old timers. The old timers should do the same and also stop bickering internally, you know, and wasting all precious energy instead of, you know, be a real community and look and push in the same direction. They should stop wasting energy in the internal bickering.
Which there is a lot of that.
And power struggle. What I noticed around the country looking at Italians, observing Italians, you know, in action, Italian-Americans and Italians in action, is that Italians can never really get along with each other. If you have five Italians around the table, at the end of the night, you're going to have six opinions because one is going to change his mind, probably. I mean, you can never work as a team.
Very, very true.
I totally agree with that.
And so much energy, so much potential wasted in a way. And so that's what my speech was about. Now, after that, one of the waiters came to me. The waiters, mind. I mean, the people that came there to listen to me, you know, $50 a plate, fine. They're supposed to come to you and say good job. The waiter can't wait to go home. Right? He doesn't care about what you're saying. He says, there's another guy talking at the podium. I can wait to give them coffee and go home. But the waiter came to me. He's probably Italian-American, being in Providence. Chances are.
Mm-hmm.
He comes to me. He's like in his early 20s. And he goes, sir, I was really impressed by your speech. You know, congratulations. I really liked what you said. Finally, somebody says something that makes
sense. Now, that speaks volumes.